time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day when I read the local paper, well, almost every day, it headlines yet another drug bust. Another pot grower claims to be saving humanity by growing hundreds of plants, of course, all for personal medicinal purposes. Another drug deal gone bad where somebody gets shot. Other recent articles point to drug dens that foment environmental damage, polluting streams and water sources near the lab or the pot grow. Fighting the illegal drug industry costs us all a boatload of money, especially paying for law enforcement in addition to the costs of the countless thousands who've been incarcerated. To put it mildly, the drug industry fuels tensions within our state, within our nation, within our community, siphoning money away from legitimate businesses and from state and local governments. And there are other costs. Talk show Michael Medved recently devoted part of his program to new studies showing that marijuana use by teens greatly increases the risk for schizophrenia and other bipolar disorders. These are serious mental illnesses. Of course, listeners were calling in aplenty to claim the mental acuity they'd attained by pot use. Most of them could not string together a coherent sentence, let alone persuade me they'd attained the genius they were claiming. In Switzerland, where I lived for a few years, drug addiction on a massive scale had transformed Platzspitz Park in downtown Zurich from a virtual paradise to hell on earth. There I saw people shooting heroin directly into their jugular vein and many times being carted off to the hospital or morgue hours later. Our government has spent countless billions of dollars on the war on drugs, and I am glad that Attorney General Holder recently admitted jailing drug addicts is not working. What can we do? One program that works is called Teen Challenge. Teen Challenge runs nearly 200 residential drug treatment centers across the USA, providing care for people of all ages. I'd like to read from Teen Challenge's mission statement. To provide youth, adults, and families with an effective and comprehensive Christian faith-based solution to life-controlling drug and alcohol problems in order to become productive members of society. By applying biblical principles, Teen Challenge endeavors to help people become mentally sound, emotionally balanced, socially adjusted, physically well, and spiritually alive. Happily, we do have a local Teen Challenge program. The 517 Club is located at 2212 2nd Street in Eureka. Teen Challenge's highly structured programs have been developed to encourage the students to cope with everyday life issues. Lives are transformed at Teen Challenge by the power of God that is stronger than the bonds of addiction. The great Austrian poet and author Rilke once wrote, "The most visible joy can only reveal itself to us when we've transformed it within." Teen Challenge foments change where it counts, within the human heart, mind, and will. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.